All right, y'all, come on into my house for hour four of Rosie on the House. We've covered a lot of ground today, bud.
And we're not done yet.
Red Rock State Park, spring gardening, APS rates changes. We're getting ready to go underground here in just a minute. But before we do, let me bring something up for all of our listeners that I think should generate a lot of interest. At our little remodeling company, we tear things out that are really, really nice and in good shape. And we've decided to open an auction site up. And if you would go on there, you would find Sub-Zero wine storage cabinets, Bosch dishwashers, Viking professional stovetops, KitchenAid refrigerators, ovens, and microwaves, and tons of other things. And it's at auctions.rosieonthehouse.com. And fun, and I mean, there is a freestanding porcelain pedestal sink with all the faucets. There is a claw foot freestanding porcelain bathtub with all the fixtures and hand shower. The starting bid on that is $500. Folks, that's like about a $7,000 or $8,000 tub and faucet. Starting bid's $500. So the funds will go to support our 501c3s of choice, Habitat for Humanity, and MAM.
Military Mission Assistance, St. Vincent de Paul.
And St. Vincent de Paul. So get to auctions.rosieonthehouse.com, and you'll see some incredible products that are being offered there. Put your bid in. We're going to hold this particular, all of this came out of one job, and we're going to hold this site and this page open, I think about another 10 days, and we'll shut it down. When you bid on it, it'll tell you exactly how much more time is available. So get to auctions.rosieonthehouse.com. All right, let's go underground at your house. That's right, at your house. There are things going on underneath your house that if you could see them, it would be like watching a horror movie. All right, we've got Mike Saldivar, the general manager of Action Termite. We've been in a long-term relationship with Mike and all the team at Action Termite. Mike, thanks for joining us, my friend.
Well, thanks for having us, Rosie. We appreciate it.
I wish there was a way you could digitally, visually show what's going on underneath an acre of Arizona desert.
Oh, me too. I explain a lot to a lot of people.
I heard once that in any 1 acre of Arizona desert, there could be anywhere between 1 and 12 colonies of termites. And each colony of termites contains how many critters?
Average about 150,000 members.
Yeah. So that's a whole lot of termites going on all the time underneath homes all across the fruited plain. Of the beautiful state of Arizona.
Absolutely.
And that's why I tell people there's only two kinds of houses. And y'all fight with that all the time. Let's talk about what could a homeowner do. This is what our article is written about in our blog today. And folks, if y'all have a question about termites, or really, we're going to focus on termites and ants, but if you have a question about pest control of any type, give us a call at 1-888-767-4348. As you know, wherever you are in the great state of Arizona, you don't call the radio station you're listening to us on. We're on many radio stations. Call the one toll-free number, 1-888-767-4348. Easy way to remember that is 1-888-ROSIE-4-U. My wife, sweet Jennifer, is in the call center. She'll take your call, get your name, where you're calling from, what your question is, and we'll get you online with the experts as quick as we can. We do have two other special guests in as well, Mr. Rob Ives, Western Regional Manager for Control Solutions, and I have a lot of Texie Aggie friends that are going to be really glad to hear I have someone calling in from College Station, Texas, Dr. Janice Reed, who we have on the phone. So this is going to earn me points with several of my Aggie friends. They always want to know when I have somebody qualified on the show. I guess today we have somebody qualified.
All right.
Well, Mike, let's start with a conversation on our history together.
Sure.
I've been telling people, I think it's got to be close to 20 years. I don't know when Termidor was introduced, but it's got to be close to 20 years.
Yeah,
ago.
I believe it was Termidor, and correct me if I'm wrong, Rob might know it. I think it's 99 or 2000, I think is when it came out.
Well, it came out. The test results were absolutely incredible about its efficiency and effectiveness.
And when it came out, I mean, this is years of development behind it before the product is certified and cleared by the government and this agency and that agency to be a product that you can spread and use.
What made it so different, Mike? What was it doing the other products weren't accomplishing?
Well, when Termidor and Premise were both released to the market, it was a game changer for us. I mean, prior to that, we were using what we call non-repellent termiticides. Repellent termiticides. So what they did, they were designed to, repel the termites.
Discourage them.
Right. not to say it wouldn't kill the termites if they came in contact with it, but generally it was designed for them not to come in contact with it. So.
And that was in reaction to outlawing the product that we used for years and years and years and years and years.
Sure, Chlordane. Yeah.
So Chlordane gets outlawed. And now the chemical industry has to go to work to try and find something that will work. They came out with just deterrent product.
Correct.
And then Termidor hit the market.
Right. Yep. And so it was a game changer. I mean, obviously Premise came out a little bit before Termidor, I believe. And everybody was pretty thrilled about that. And I think Termidor was released shortly after. And just as we using both products, we found that Termidor was a superior product, in my opinion, to Premise at that point. But both great products, both going to give you the same end result. But, with the Termidor, that's just longer lasting. That's one of the main things for us.
Okay, and you're going to help me re-educate the Rosie on the House listener because they've been told for 20 years,
sure,
Termidor is our treatment of preference. And
sure.
There are applications, crawl spaces and whatnot, that maybe there are other strategies and tactics that need to be used. But generally speaking, mm-hmm. When you get a call from one of our listeners, you already know what they want.
Right.
So now we need to re-educate them with the new evolution of treatment. Let's talk a little bit about that. What are y'all brewing up in the chemical lab now?
Well, the new product that we're using today is called Fuse. The thing I like about Fuse, and let me start here. So we didn't just start using Fuse. That's not how it worked. I mean, we've used a little bit of it here and there and through the time since it came out. Was it 2 years ago, Rob, I believe?
Yes, 2 years ago.
So we've used a little bit here and there because obviously it's a big switch for us. I mean, we were one of the largest Termidor users in the West Coast for all these years, and so to stop using that product and go to a completely different product is a big step. So we started using a little bit here and there just to see what kind of results we were getting, and over the last couple of years, the results have been excellent. So we decided last year to go ahead and make that full switch over to Fuse. It's been a great product so far. The beauty of this product is it has both active ingredients. Okay, we've been talking about Premise and Termidor. It carries the active ingredient from both those products.
Thus, Fuse. You're fusing the two together.
Correct. And so for me, and the way I explain it to customers is, and Rob and Dr. Reed will be able to get a little bit more technical with this, but the way I explain it is it's kind of you got best of both worlds wrapped up into one product now. So, the nice thing about Premise for all those years, it had a fast knockdown, but it didn't last quite as long as Termidor and Solon would shift and move in the soils here in Arizona. Termidor, the beauty of it is it didn't move. Once you put it there, it was there, and it lasted a long time, but it had a slower knockdown rate. So
we would get lots of calls, Rosie, they were, we had the termites, we saw the tubes, We saw the damage in our wood floors. We had action out here. They assured us the treatment was going to solve the problem. Y'all get out there, you give it the Termidor treatment, and I'd get a phone call back at the office a month later say, Rosie, will you call action? I think they must have watered down the formula or something.
Yeah, it's a very hard thing to explain to a customer, and it really is. We go through a process. So as we go in to do the estimate and as we prepare them for the treatment, we try to explain that, hey, you're going to have to give this some time. It's going to take this much time. And our technicians go and do the treatment. They re-explain that. But listen, at this point, the people have termites. They want results today. And unfortunately, we're kind of at the mercy of the product. But so it's just reinforcing that and explaining to the customer. And it's hard to say, hey, it's going to take, it could take 2-3 months, or sometimes
longer. They heard the explanation, but they just remember seeing termite tubes, writing a check, and then a month later seeing termite tubes again.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So that was the one downside to Termidol, is it didn't migrate. And I want to come back and maybe start talking a little bit about the actual chemical makeup of these, because we have to contest that argument with our listeners all the time about, well, I don't want any of that in my yard. I've got citrus orchards. I've got vegetable gardens. I've got all of these things going on where I want to find that chemical-free treatment for termites. I want to find that non-toxic treatment for termites. And we've got Dr. Janice Reed on from College Station, Texas. That's global headquarters for Control Solutions, I assume?
Houston.
Okay. Oh, Houston. Okay. Yes. All right. Well,
which is still a big market for termites.
Well, the fact that she's up at College Station says a lot about her brilliance, that's for sure, as opposed to being in Houston. More folks when we get back at Rosie on the House here with Action Termite in My House.
With the desert sun blazing year-round, your home needs to have fortress-level protection against intense sun rays and oppressive heat. Hey, y'all, Rosie here. Unfortunately, Pella Impervia fiberglass windows and doors are built to withstand the southwest climate and stay looking great for years. And it gets better. These energy-efficient Pella products can help keep your home more comfortable. So when you leave the sauna outside, you're greeted with a rejuvenating burst of cool air inside. The team from your local Pella Window and Doors of Scottsdale or Tucson can finish your installation project in as little as a day. You're just a short call away from a cooler, better-looking, more energy-efficient home. Visit the showroom in Scottsdale or call 877-987-3552 to lock in your Pella savings now. That's 877-987-3552. Call Pella now.